Unfinished Business. December 12, 1934, Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Above the snow line, the German Alps tore at the sky like the jaws of an ancient flesh eater. Storm clouds grazed the wind-swept peaks, and the jagged rock appeared to move as if the beast were awakening. Two men, neither young, both strong, watched from the balcony of a ski hotel with quickening anticipation. Hans Grunzau was a guide whose weathered face was as craggy as the mountaintops. He carried in his head 60 years of traversing the wintry slopes. Last night he had promised that the wind would shift east. Bitter Siberian cold would whirl wet air from the Mediterranean into blinding snow. The man to whom Hans had promised snow was a tall American whose blonde hair and mustache were edged with silver. He wore a tweed Norfolk suit, a warm fedora on his head, and a Yale University scarf adorned with the shield of Branford College. His dress was typical of a well-to-do tourist who had come to the Alps for winter sport. But his eyes were fastened with a glacial blue intensity on an isolated stone castle 10 miles across the rugged valley. The castle had dominated its remote glen for 1,000 years. It was nearly buried by the winter snows and mostly hidden by the shadow of the peaks that soared above it. Miles below the castle, too long and steep a climb to be undertaken lightly, was a village. The American watched a pillar of smoke creep toward it. He was too far away to see the locomotive venting it, but he knew that it marked the route of the railroad that crossed the border to Innsbruck. Full circle, he thought grimly. 27 years ago, the crime had started by a railroad in the mountains. Tonight it would end, one way or another, by a railroad in the mountains.
"Are you sure you are up to this?" asked the guide. "The ascents are steep. The wind will cut like a saber."
"I'm fit as you are, old man." To assure Hans, he explained that he had prepared by bivouacking for a month with Norwegian ski troops, having arranged informal attachment to a United States Army unit dispatched to hone the skills of mountain warfare.
"I was not aware that American troops exercise in Norway," the German said stiffly.
The American's blue eyes turned slightly violet with the hint of a smile. "Just in case we have to come back over here to straighten out another war." Hans returned an opaque grin. The American knew he was a proud veteran of the Alpenkorps, Germany's elite mountain division formed by Kaiser Wilhelm in the 1914 to 1918 World War. But he was no friend of the Nazis, who had recently seized control of the German government and threatened to plunge Europe into another war. The American looked around to be sure they were alone. An elderly chambermaid in a black dress and white apron was rolling a carpet sweeper down the hall behind the balcony doors. He waited until she had moved away, then palmed a leather pouch of Swiss 20-franc gold coins in his big hand and slipped it to the guide. "Full payment in advance. The deal is, if I can't keep up, leave me and take yourself home. You get the skis. I'll meet you at the rope toe." He hurried to his luxurious wood-paneled room, where deep carpets and a crackling fire made the scene beyond the window look even colder. Quickly he changed into water-repellent gabardine trousers, which he tucked into thick wool socks, laced boots, 2 light wool sweaters, a windproof leather vest, and a hip-length gabardine jacket, which he left unzipped. Jeffrey Dennis knocked and entered. He was a smooth young operative from the Berlin office, wearing the Tyrolean hat that tourists bought. Jeffrey was bright, eager, and organized, but he was no outdoorsman.
"Still no snow?"
"Give everyone the go-ahead," the older man told him. "In 1 hour you won't see your hand in front of your face." Dennis handed him a small knapsack.
"Papers for you and your, luggage. The train will cross into Austria at midnight. You'll be met at Innsbruck. This passport should be good until tomorrow."
The older man looked out the window at the distant castle.
"My wife?"